It's 5:30, time to gear up the drive home with a little bit of live music and think about the weekend. Think about those places you want to go and see your favorite performers and revisit some of your favorite performers and get to know new performers. We got a returning artist to Alaska. Can't wait to hear more about her activities down south. Nellie Clay is returning home. How you doing, Nellie?
I'm good, Lauren. Happy to be here.
Nellie Clay has been down in Nashville, and she came back up for some Alaska tour dates at Salmon Fest and brought an Okie along with her. We have got to welcome a fine new artist to Alaska, John Calvin Abney. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good after I got a chance to listen to your CD. This is your second full studio release?
Second full studio release. It comes out in September 23rd, actually.
The new album from John Calvin Abney called Far Cries and Close Calls. We spun a few tracks off this one. Your first trip to Alaska.
It is my first time to Alaska, yeah.
Nellie, how'd you grab him? Did you find him in
goodness.
Nashville? Did you find him on your trip home? Where'd you guys run into each other?
We figured out that we think we met 2 years ago at Folk Alliance in Kansas City, which is a tremendous gathering of like 3,000 folk musicians from all over the country and Canada and beyond.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I found out that he was from Oklahoma, and I was born and raised in Oklahoma, and he's my red dirt brother now.
If you're just catching up, we do call Nellie an Okie Alaskan. She's from Oklahoma, but hardcore Alaskan as well. Been here for many years, honing your music down in Moose Pass, down in Hope, up in Talkeetna, here in Anchorage, and then moved off to Nashville just last year.
Mm-hmm.
How are things in Nashville?
Well, it's real hot, Lauren.
Last time I talked to Megan, she said it was real hot, too. They were outside on their porch, and it was like 90-plus degrees, 9 at night, and I just couldn't fathom that.
Yeah, it's real hot.
All right. Well, the hotness, we got you covered with some coolness here in the Anchorage area. They've got a show tomorrow night at Out North Theater. Mm-hmm. What time is that one? 7 o'clock?
I believe it's 7 o'clock, wrapping up around 9. Kind of a cool thing. It's like a house concert for the public in a nice theater, and we're going to set the stage like a living room and maybe tell some stories, sing some songs.
And then Saturday night at the Tap Room.
Yeah.
The Tap Room.
We've got visiting musicians. Let's let them play their music. What have you got for us first today?
I've got kind of a brand new song of mine that's not released yet. It's called Every Man for Himself.
Said we're all in this mess together. But it's every man for himself. Don't you know there's strength in numbers? Too busy worrying about your health. Getting older ain't easy. And everybody falls out of love. He ain't waiting on bad weather. He's gonna circle around the earth. Was it time I'd follow you down? But it's every man for himself. Like the words in my back pages, I'm younger than now.
Mm-hmm.
If we walk right into the ocean, he's gonna bury himself alive. There's a song for every occasion. There's a swan for every dive. The good ones always get gone, loved by everyone. Said we're all in this mess together. But it's every man for himself.
It's Nellie Clay and John Calvin Abney live at KMBA for a live in studio session, playing tomorrow night at Out North Theater and Saturday night at the Taproot, returning home to her musical roots and having a good time, no doubt.
I've been having the time of my life. I'm seeing so many of my favorite people in the whole world. I promised John Calvin that the Alaskans were the most generous and hospitable and amazing people that he would ever meet, and everybody's been proving me right.
It's true.
It's somehow come true.
It's been awesome. It's been an absolute joy. Yeah, it's been an absolute joy to get to meet all these folks and play these places. And
spend some time at the Fairview, did you?
We did.
Oh, yeah, no, sure enough.
They were south, they were north, now they're right here in Anchorage playing shows for us on the radio and out on the town. Nellie, the quote I saw that was from No Depression magazine, there was a couple of words that I thought were interesting when it came to your music. They mentioned the term song quest,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that was kind of unique in a way, artfully crafted song quests.
Mm-hmm.
And that does sort of describe the storytelling of what you've been presenting in your previous material. Are you still going on song quests for a new album?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's what I live, I guess, every day of my life is a song quest, really. And I mean, like when I'm fronting a band, I feel a little bit rock and roll, but I'm really a folk singer and a writer of folk songs. And
I'm the opposite.
Those are song quests, you know.
Yeah.
I'm telling stories.
So yeah, describe the opposite.
Well, I always said that I was a rock and roller with a folk mask on. So it's I do love folk music to death, but I also just like, you know, the reckless abandon of sheer neck face melting guitars and all that stuff. But you know, it doesn't mean at all that I don't.
No, but there is something. There's
appreciate
a time to be
the
bombastic.
Silence. Yeah,
and there's a time to be silent.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And I think half the job is finding that it's not even a middle ground, it's just knowing the timing.
The right moment.
Yeah.
Where, as we're driving home right now, maybe a bombastic tune isn't perfect, but what can you share with us?
You
maybe
know,
up-tempo, mid-tempo? Where are you
I'm actually
going to
play
going?
A song that I'm getting a music video kind of compiled. There's a filmmaker, really great filmmaker, who's helping me edit the film named Sterling Harjo. And he's helping me do the editing for this music video back home, and I have to say before I play that I think my girlfriend and her parents are listening in Oklahoma right now, so hey to Phil and Shonda and dear Kaylin. So I'm gonna play a song called Way Out off the new record. Thank you. Fall put out her fire. Better get on before the ice gets bad. I had all of the memories, all of the drinking I can't stand. No ring around the moonlight, no halo in the sky. Couldn't cut down from the heavens what he told you he would buy. And we weren't looking for a way out, but I was. And I ain't that proud. Funny things that happen when you play the moments of your past. The minutes move like molasses, and you begin to age twice as fast. No ring around your finger, no pocket full of notes that was signifying salvation. Oh, honey, I grabbed my coat, 'cause we weren't looking for a way out, but I was. We ain't that proud. Up a mountain, it's a lifelong job to be blessed. And anytime they crash down, they lay heavy on my chest. With every start sweet, and every ending cruel, and every pill sugar, and every blade dough. Are you looking for a way out, like I was, and I ain't that proud? And if you're looking for a way out, like I was before, will you believe me now?
John Calvin Abney live in studio at KMBA from the new CD.
Yeah.
They'll call a song called Way Out. It's a nice bright bounce to the guitar work.
Thank you.
It sort of juxtaposes a little bit of the story.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
The new CD is your second full album. Where do you find yourself mostly playing down in the lower 48?
Are 48.
You, really?
No.
So you're
mostly. I haven't played
Road Warrior yourself.
I haven't touched the Pacific Northwest yet, but I haven't been to Florida. But I've played everywhere else quite a bit as a sideman and as a songwriter. This is my second full-length record, but I release like EPs throughout the year.
You're a busy guy. I mean, John comes in the studio today, and the first thing he does is he grabs the first CD is like available on the wall. He's like, "Hey, check this one out. I played on this album."
Yeah.
It's like, "What are you kidding me?" You come to some random radio station in Anchorage, and the first CD you see, you're on.
I was like, I played on that record.
that shows some pretty active work. So you are a working musician, home based where? In Oklahoma?
I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
How are the challenges there for songwriters? Is it really a tough thing to? Are there so many more that you?
There's
it's tough
a lot.
To get through
there's
the
a lot
mix?
Of songwriters, and they're all really good. And so, there's a really great community there. Phenomenal songwriters in Tulsa. I could just name on and on and on. There's
John Moreland.
Yeah, John Moreland just moved there. Yeah,
John Fulbright.
Fulbright just moved there. Yeah,
played,
and Kaylin Fay and Paul Benjamin and. And, it just goes on and on and on. There's a lot of really great songwriters in Tulsa.
That can be a challenge. It could be great, and it can be a challenge.
It's a good challenge because you always want to write a good song to bring to, when you're hanging out, you're like, oh, all these people wrote those songs, so I need to bring a song that's
that's new and fresh and tell a new story. It's really great. It's provided a really good community that I wasn't aware of when I was in my early 20s, that I'm becoming more cognizant of now, is the fact that, man, there's all this stuff to learn from. There's such like a heavy history, and there's such a beautiful collection of songwriters that are willing to listen and learn from each other.
The new CD of John's is not available yet. It's actually coming out in September,
actually,
isn't it?
Yeah, the very first time it's ever been spun on the radio is thanks to you, man. So thank you.
Far Cries and Close Calls, the name of the CD. Website to mention for people to go for more information on John Calvin.
You can go to johncalvinabney.com and then also johncalvinabney.bandcamp.com if you want to listen to any of my other records.
Nellie Clay is live in studio with us as well, coming home, back home to Alaska from spending a year down in Nashville with good friends, good Alaskan friends, Tim Easton and Megan Palmer.
Yeah,
how
I guess they're responsible for my being down in Nashville, I guess, and they're my friends and neighbors, and we play music together. Megan was supposed to be here on this tour with us. She's played up here accompanying Tim Easton for a couple summers in a row, so she's she's fly fished the Kenai River with bears behind her, so she's got honorary Alaskan status as Tim does over the years, and she was supposed to be here. She's fighting the good fight against breast cancer right now, and if it's okay to say, she's got a GoFundMe page, GoFundMe Megan Palmer, to help her out with all the astronomical bills that accompany cancer, unfortunately.
I think a lot of Alaskans are certainly remembering Megan Palmer from her visit.
She's been terribly missed on this tour, and she's got a brand new record out herself that's absolutely killer. That's called What She's Got to Give. She's a fiddle player and a piano player and a songwriter, and
unbelievable.
She's
talent.
Missed.
I heard one track probably just about over a year ago, just a little over a year ago, and she was putting the finishing touches, and the first word that came to my mind was badass.
Yeah,
it was just
totally.
A song that you went, oh my goodness, this is way different than I thought. It's a great record.
Yeah, and I met Megan, Nellie actually introduced me to Megan in Nashville. We were just all having a jam at her house, and we sang 13 by Big Star together.
Sealed the deal.
And then a year later, it was funny because I brought up, I was like, I just learned this tune I really love, and it was 13 by Big Star, and Megan was like, I know that song, I play that song, and we played it, and it was like, oh, this is great, and then just like Nellie and I met at Folk Alliance, we saw each other at Folk Alliance this last year, and I had just had kind of a falling out with a band member, and I was kind of in like a haze, I was kind of in a rush to figure out how I was going to arrange my record, and the songs were written and everything was ready to go, but I just had a flash of intensity, and I looked at her and I was like, will you drive to Little Rock from Nashville and play on my record? And without hesitation, she goes, I'll be there. You know, I was like, oh my God, from manna from the heavens. It was really a joy, man. And we wish Megan was here really bad, man.
She'll be back.
Yeah. She sure will.
Yeah.
Just like Nellie came home.
Amen.
To bring us more music.
Oh, yeah.
So
can't stay away from this place.
The previous album is now on vinyl as well.
It is.
Very cool white vinyl that I saw.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel real to me now until it's on vinyl.
She's worked her Alaskan songs onto a CD, and now she's got some Nashville tunes that she's working on as well. What can you share with us next year?
I'm going to do it. I probably should be playing songs off the record, but you've been spinning it for me. And typical songwriter, always writing new songs. I'm going to play another song that's not been released or recorded yet. It's called Wichita.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna do my hair blonde, put some lipstick on. Yeah, I'm gonna get a dollar. I'm going to Wichita. I'm putting my best dress on and my high heels. Drive them big wheels. I'm going to Wichita. Yeah, ride on cowboy, giddy up all the way across town. Time to put your hands up, try to keep your head down. They're gonna find you out. They're gonna know your lies. And it's gonna get real darn hard to be living in Wichita. Ooh-oh. Much of it'll turn you blind. Shit's gonna blow your mind. Yeah, the river, it can take you there, all the way to Wichita, where the moonshine lights on fire. You'll be talking to a railroad man. You'll be singing with a tin can hand to buy your way out of Wichita. Ooh-oh. Wichita was a bust. Hey, hey, hey! Yeah, ride 'em, cowboy. Giddy up all the way across town. Time to put your hands up. Try to keep your head down.
It's Wichita from Nellie Clay, returning home to Alaska, with shows tomorrow night at the Out North Theater and Saturday night at the Taproot in Spinard. You can get details on the Taproot show at taprootalaska.com, where I notice there's a video here for Wichita as well. So you can check out her music and get to know and rediscover Nellie Clay, because everybody's got a good song of Nellie Clay's in their head, and they probably want to go to the shows and find that new one and be excited for the new music, because I know I am. It's cool to hear you with some new songs.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks for sharing. And
you know, one of my favorite things being up here in Alaska is just that everyone knows Nellie Clay. And everyone's like, oh, how you been, Nellie? You know, it's crazy. She knows everyone, man, so it's been a joy to get to...
It's a small, big state.
Yeah,
it's my family.
And interestingly, I was thinking, you know, what, you know, maybe what Alaskan parts of you got infused into Nashville when you were down there. Maybe it's just your Alaskan-ness that got infused in the other artists,
oh,
and they all want to come up.
It's interesting. Like, you go anywhere away from this place and, you know, from reality TV, everybody's fascinated about you being from Alaska. And, you know, I'm not going to feed into that sensationalism at all. And also, you know, it is a different world down there. Somewhat good, somewhat, you know, for an Alaskan, it's a little bit different. And I felt like, at first I thought, how am I going to adapt to this other place after a lot of years in the woods, slightly off the grid? And then I just decided that I couldn't do that, and I was going to take all the beautiful things that this place had to teach me, and I was going to find a way to apply it everywhere else that I live. And so, I mean, I'm probably known as like the kooky Alaskan down there, but like, you know, these musicians are slick, and they could show up 5 minutes before the show, and they're prepared and want to play the songs. I make them come to my house, and I cook dinner, and we eat dinner together, and we're going to get to know each other, and I insist that it be that way.
Cause makes great
that's friendships. The Alaskan way, you know? We're going to hang out, and we're going to be friends if we're going to make music.
It's true, man.
Otherwise, you know.
I can't even make a grilled cheese sandwich. You made the best one I've ever
Lauren,
had.
Lauren, actually, so. Now I remember, I know that about you.
Not the best cook, but loved having you make that dinner for me. That was fantastic. And that's what a musician does. They embrace folks as family.
Absolutely.
And you've drug along a new family member. John Calvin-Abney is up here in studio with us. And he's here, and now he's going to be learning some Alaskan ways to take back home with him.
Oh, yeah. He learned how to gut a salmon. My friend in Moose Pass showed him a wolverine skull. He's rafted the Kenai River. He's getting the full effect.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and you've been to Salmon Fest.
Yeah, and Salmon Fest was a blast. That's where you and I met.
That's where we met for the first time.
Yeah.
And he's you two only have a couple more dates, really, before you really head back south. So are these the final two dates of your Alaskan tour?
Yeah, these two shows, and then we're at the Blueberry Festival in Girdwood, which is always a good time.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday, 3 to 4, Aaron Benolkin. Everybody knows and loves Aaron from the Whipsaws and Hope Social Club with Melissa Mitchell. He's going to sit in with us on that set.
One of the lucky dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So how is Lucky Dog?
He's fantastic, except for that he hates the Tennessee heat. So I'm going to have to...
Alaskan dog in the Tennessee heat.
Yeah, I got to bring him back up here next summer.
We've got the World Cafe coming up momentarily. John, do you have one more? I'd like to be able to get one more song from
you. Yeah, man, I'll play a quick one for you then.
Yeah, John's new album called Far Cries and Close Calls, not even released yet.
He brought a bunch with him, though, and everybody loves him so much that they're all gone.
Yeah,
they bought
them
all.
That's a good sign.
So
if you want to see a show on Friday or Saturday night and be inspired to bring home some new music, go see John Calvin Abney at the Taproot Saturday or Out North Theater for a very special sort of house concert Friday night. John, what can you share with us?
This is a song about staying in hotels in Jackson, Tennessee. And it's about when a hotel feels like a palace after you've been sleeping in your truck for a while. It's called Weekly Rate Palace, and it's on the new record. Well, I'm easily distracted, another day subtracted, and my lungs are full of rust. One eye blue and black and chips I haven't cashed in. The whole house has gone bust. I pull into Nashville and I'm wrapped up in cables and verse. And there's milk and honey flowing and the neon signs glowing. And I'm loading my coffin to a hearse. We all make mistakes. Yeah, we're all crooks. Driving here crying, reading the same books. And often people wonder, do the threads become unstuck? And I'm dying to know if it's hard work or if it's just plain luck. And I'm dying to know if it's hard work or if it's just plain luck. Oh, look out. Well, the Midwest shroud, the rain is so loud. Roofs are scrapped, hopes and tin. There's name dropping shout outs, empty candle burnouts, empty gas tanks and gin. I pull into Dallas. I rent a weekly rate palace and bed. And there's nothing more surprising than the charge in the horizon. And to find yourself in battle again, we all make mistakes. Yeah, we're all crooks. Driving and crying, reading the same book. And often people wonder, do the threads become unstuck? I'm dying to know if it's hard work or if it's just plain luck. And I'm dying to know if it's hard work or if it's just plain luck. We all make mistakes. Yeah, we're all crooks. Driving here crying, reading the same book. And often people wonder, do the threads become unstuck? And I'm dying to know if it's hard work or if it's just plain luck. And I'm dying to know if it's hard work or if it's just plain.
It is John Calvin Abney live at the KMBA studios with Miss Nellie Clay, who is returning home. The two of them have shows tomorrow night at the Out North Theater and Saturday night in Spinard at the Taproot. Meet your old friend Nellie and your new friend John. Yeah. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
It's been great having you here. Thank you, Nellie.
Thanks, Lauren. It's good to see you again. Hope to see y'all out there.
And maybe we'll even see you at the Blueberry Festival down in Girdwood on Sunday.
We'll be there.
Yeah, come and get your tater pig.
Come get your tater pig. There's a cry that only a festival goer knows. And we do know about that.
Sure enough.
Be listening to KMBA for more live music and the afternoon music show every weekday from 3 to 6 o'clock. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for supporting the public radio mission of 90.3 KMBA, Alaska's native voice.